You live in effect with Don Street, with King Killer, Kurt G, and E Green on a Hip Hop Digest Show.
So, baby, how are we doing?
We made about 200.
200? Your girl's been back there all night. How'd they only make $200?
You kissed my ass quick. I don't never say nothing to you when the crap table and the bar come up short.
Because the bar and the crap table never come up short, just the girls.
Uh-oh. Now, calm down, Vera.
Kiss my ass, sugar. I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
I ain't trying to say shit. You in charge of the girls, right?
I am in charge of the girls.
Are you in charge of the girls?
I am in charge of the girls.
Okay, the girls are always coming up short, all right? Let's get the shit out in the open. The girls are always coming up short. Even when the place is packed, the girls come up short. Now, either you or them got a problem with their arithmetic.
Are you saying I'm stealing?
The man didn't say you was stealing, girl. Now come on over here and sit down and shut the fuck up.
You shut the fuck up, Benny. I would tell you to kiss my ass, too, but you probably can't find it, you blind motherfucker.
Fuck you, bitch.
Me and you got to step out back.
Hey, it was just a misunderstanding.
No, it ain't. It ain't no misunderstanding. Quick just accused me of stealing. And if you're going to take up for Quick in here, we can all be some fighting motherfuckers in here this evening. Bring your ass, nigga. Bring it on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And it's your man, E Green. Here we are again, brothers.
All right.
It was good.
After a week off.
Yeah, we had a little break there.
Welcome back.
Hey. What's good? What's good?
Happy recording day.
Yes, yes.
So... no doubt. So everybody, the text chain is always popping. Shout out to everybody's on the text chain.
Yes, yes. No shout doubt. Out to all the newcomers.
So before we get into the show proper, I see Kurt G called some of them cheap seats on that.
Oh, I didn't know you were going to mention that. I didn't know you were going to mention that.
So well, yes, let's get into a quick Kurt G Jay-Z concert report. Or the corporate rapper and his lawyer.
Yes, yes. I got to see my client. You know, I had to sit way up there in the cheap seats. He's like, are you one of my small time lawyers? So I can't give you the good floor seats. So I got to put you up there somewhere. So I had to pay $39.50 for my seats.
Damn. Yeah. A steal.
What a steal. A bargain. but on the real, my wife's sister and her boyfriend was going, so she called my wife and was like, you guys want to go? And so my wife was like, you want to go? I was like, fuck it, let's go. So we ended up in there, and it was a good time. I actually was like, wow, Hov put on a good show. First time actually going to see Hov, and I didn't realize how many fucking songs I knew from that nigga, yo. Damn near every song I knew, but word for word, and he actually had a nice blend. I thought it was going to be mostly 444 shit, but nah, he went back. Did mostly 9-6 shit from that early, from the first album, a lot of first album shit, some second album shit, but most of the hits and shit like that. And, yeah, it was a pretty good time.
All right. Jay-Z.
Yeah, Jigga, Jay-Z, Hova.
Jigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Affectionately known as the corporate.
The corporate rapper.
What the hell are you waiting for?
Yeah, he showed off his corporate skills. He had one of his artists opening up for him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there you go.
Kept that Rock Nation money.
Yeah, in-house.
In-house, yeah, huh?
Big Mensa up there.
All right, that's what's up. Well, let's just get right in. The first topic on the Hip Hop Digest, as of recording date, December the 2nd, 2017, the Hot Rap Songs. I'm going to continue on this because I can't believe that I predicted it, but it looks like it's coming true.
Uh-oh. Not King Killer Cleo.
Maybe. I don't know, but I'm just saying. Okay, let's start. There's a new player in at number 6, Eminem. And that's a whole nother story because Eminem coming in at number 6, I was thinking he was going to be at number 1. We thought he was going to dominate the charts with that Beyonce situation. Rumor on the rumor mill is that folks is real nervous over at Shady. Folks is real nervous over there. If Eminem and Beyonce can't come in at 1 across the chart spectrum, folks is nervous over there. So I don't know if that's generational. Who knows? We'll see.
Maybe if that would have been a Beyonce track instead of a M track, it might have generated more interest, I guess.
All right, well, we'll see. At number 5, G-Eazy. At number four, Logic. And speaking of Logic, boy, there's a nice contingent of Logic guys on the chain. I know Logic considers itself biracial, but even Logic admitted this week that most of the audience see him as white. I'm just saying, though.
King Killer Cleo.
At number three, holding the firewall up, Bodak.
He's dropping.
Yeah, but she's still holding the firewall, though. All right. At number two, Lil Pump. And at number one, the best rapper in the world, Post Malone.
Best rapper alive, nigga, acts about me.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see about that, because more on Post Malone later. So, what do you think about that swerve? It's a lot to think about there.
It is, and I am one of those people you spoke about as a Logic proponent. It is what it is, and you know he does have the fairer skin and the straighter hair. So yeah, they are gonna see him as Caucasian, so to speak. But you know that one drop of blood thing. But I ain't gonna go there. But you know, it is what it is. Your prediction is sticking. So we got 3 weeks left, 4 weeks left.
Yeah. And two, on top of that, let me tell you something. Post Malone is probably gonna break a record. I didn't check that. I meant to, but I forgot. He's probably gonna break the record at consecutive weeks at number one on the rap chart. He's probably gonna break that record. Okay.
That's so crazy.
So let's stand by for that. Okay.
Man.
So that's what's up. So let's get right into the second topic, because it is about Post Malone. The spectacle of Post Malone. Post Malone got into a little bit of hot water. I don't care about him backtracking and restating, but it don't matter. Post Malone got into some hot water talking about hip hop. He said, if you're in the lyrics, he said, if you want to cry, you're looking to think about life, don't listen to hip hop. Whenever I want to cry, whenever I want to sit down and have a nice cry, I listen to some Bob Dylan. Now, what I'm going to read to you is some headlines from different blogs, different Dick Rod blogs, okay? Earl Sweatshirt shares his thoughts on Post Malone's controversial hip-hop comments. Here's why Post Malone is a problem. Hot 97 host Peter Rosenberg calls out Post Malone for disrespecting hip-hop. No more passes for you. Lil B went off on Post Malone. Post Malone comments about rap music show his disregard for the culture, etc., etc., etc. Again, mind you, he's the number one rapper in the country, according to Billboard and a corporate structure that pushes this poison.
But I don't understand why these niggas is mad.
Oh, I don't either.
Exactly.
Why you niggas is mad? Because he said that he only cries when he listen to Bob Dylan. He ain't crying when he listen to the Migos. peoples.
B. I could barely contain myself. It's like, okay, so the one problem I do have is he called it hip-hop. Because you can find everything in hip-hop. But when you listen to rap music, you ain't hearing shit but killing, drugs, fucking cars, clothes. I mean, if that's gonna make you cry, that might make you cry. But there ain't shit in rap music that is this got any meaning. It's all club music per se.
Not too much.
Who wants
substance
to cry in the club?
B. If Drake said that, there'd be all kind of apologists. There'd be all kind of backslapping. See, what this is the chickens. Okay, you know what the chickens do when they come home.
You called it.
Right. See, there you go. That's the, see, this is the chickens come home. If Drake had said it, or if one of the Migos had said it, you know, Kurt G folk, or some other Lil from another part of the country had said it. I mean, I'm just saying. This is an easy call. And I know a lot of people probably listen to the Digest and might be thinking, and you know, y'all niggas on that race shit, but you know, the intersection of hip hop culture and politics, there's some racial things going on here. Now, I'm not against Post Malone or Lil Pump or any of them other motherfuckers. I don't care, okay? But I'm seeing a different standard being used for Post Malone than it would be for somebody else. And you're lying if you say that there's not a difference. You're dead ass lying. Okay.
So I'm asking you your opinion, Killer. Is he telling the truth?
Post Malone said exactly what he thought about rap music. That rap music is an empty barrel, to borrow a phrase. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's what he thought. That motherfucker running around putting out this horseshit. Even he can't believe he's selling with the shit right. He putting out. You know what I mean?
He'll be the first to tell you that.
Right. Even he's saying, I can't believe I'm the fucking man. This shit is whack, but I'm going for it. I'm getting paid like a motherfucker.
So that means that the machine is actually working overtime right now.
Son. Mm. Son. You motherfucker, you young boy apologists wanna do all that shit. Wah, 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 wah. Nigga, chickens coming home to roots, my nigga.
The machine ain't working for y'all niggas no more.
Hey, man, the machine is... I'm trying to tell you.
The machine done switched sides.
and actually, to be honest with you, personally, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, we've been hoping for this day for a long time.
I've been
brother.
Wishing for this.
We've been hoping for this day for a long time that this would happen.
Mm.
Because we want to see what would actually happen when you Negroes that have put this damn culture into a hole so far. Only because our culture is attached to you niggas. Not because you actually pushing the culture there. You guys are attached to hip hop whether we like it or not. It doesn't matter how much we don't like that you motherfuckers is a part of hip hop, but you're attached to it, so we got to accept it. No matter what. And you have pushed us down to a depth that we got to the point where we're siding with the other side, like, please take over. So you motherfuckers can see what it feels like to be us.
I'm trying to tell you. Hey, and really more on top of that, yo. And I'm some of these guys and some of these blogs who put these scandalous headlines out, yo, just they were bigging Post Malone up. White Whoops. Iverson. He's that dude. All that talk.
They built it up, B. You can see that train coming from a mile away. You saw that light. It was Post Malone coming.
The internet got a good ass memory too. Can't hide it.
So yes, I mean, if you think I'm gonna be upset about the people on the top of the charts, nah,
nope. Not at all.
I guess I'll wrap it up by saying nope. So that's three of us. Like, sorry.
It's unanimous, my nigga.
All right, so let's keep it forward. Let's keep it moving. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Shout out to Chris Lehman who posted this, the breakdown, Hip Hop DX, on the generational gap, real versus fake, old head versus young bucks, anything you want to do on that. There's a couple of videos. Well, he posted one. Me and Kurgy watched a couple of videos. And on these particular breakdowns, I believe Emerge had some good points, but I think the tone of the videos were skewed in one way. Okay, most of these videos are presented as a one-way street. Mad old heads, hating ass old heads, and not letting the young boys live. Now, I believe that you could have balanced that in two ways as far as the coverage of, because it's a two-way street. Ain't near a young boy out there that don't enjoy calling me a fucking dinosaur. He enjoys that shit. He goes for that shit. It should get him amped up. They feel like they taking old heads out. You know what I mean? Fuck you old niggas. You know what I mean? Nursing home niggas and shit.
Damn.
Hey, I'll be that motherfucker in a wheelchair with an oxygen mask on talking about fuck trap. I'll be the one. You better know it.
Y'all motherfuckers. Y'all motherfuckers. With all that bullshit, mumble, numble, numble, numble rap, I motherfuck y'all niggas.
But anyway, back to the video, and just the false comparisons, okay?
Yep.
The false comparisons. Actually, one of the comparisons where he talked about Dos Effex referencing Metallica. And see, Murr's no better than that, because what Dos Effex did is reference rock like Metallica. And use the metaphor of rock.
Exactly.
Murr's no better than that. He wasn't talking about Metallica like they bigging them up. It was a metaphor. And see, that's the intellectual dishonesty that a lot of the hip-hop DX videos do. Okay? Yep. So, B, come on, man. And that 50 Cent hammer comparison?
I couldn't even fucking finish the video, B. Get out of here.
See, now this is where I come in support just a little bit.
Of course.
There was a comparison there. There wasn't no comparison in skill level, and put it that way, but there was a comparison in what was being done as far as marketing and all that shit. There was a comparison.
Then he should have used Coons.
There was a comparison there.
He should have used Coons.
Yeah, definitely would have been a better...
It would have been a better comparison. Look. Okay? Because Coons doesn't have any skill as an MC, neither did Hammer. And then there's nobody more commercial than Coons as far as exploiting that whole liquor and fashion and all that shit. So he, to me, Murs was scrambling, but he's scrambling trying to support these young boys. You know,
I'll give you that. He did seem skewed.
He did skew it more towards
the young boys trying to show love and bring them in. Like you always say, you like, why we gotta always be the ones to bend over backwards and bring these niggas in? We should be able to meet halfway. We shouldn't be the ones that have to always reach out for you motherfuckers. Y'all should be reaching for us too.
Well, and then one of the things that he said that I thought was interesting, he said, do we continue to let nature take its course or do we attempt to bridge the gap? I personally, for one, like, fuck it, let nature take its course. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm all about destroy and rebuild. See, because I already know how the game was built because I was there.
Okay. And the gap is too wide right now to even try anymore.
I know how the game was built, okay? And we don't need a continuation of a lot of this. It's not even hip-hop. I mean, Murs even did say, let's stop calling this hip-hop. Well, first of all, you could start with the people you work with and work for up at Complex, my nigga. Okay? If you can convince all of them motherfuckers up there to stop calling... From Yachty to Post Malone and everybody in between, including your people.
Yeah, my people.
Your Future and every last one of them motherfuckers. Just stop calling. But Murs can't. So first of all, let nature take its course.
Because, see, when you let nature take its course, things come out right anyway, in the end.
Right.
Because these motherfuckers is running shit and we already see where the machine is taking things now.
Exactly.
So where the machine is taking things, y'all niggas is going to be out anyway. Y'all gonna be scrambling in a minute. So you're gonna have to try to pick a side. Either you're gonna go with them, or you're gonna have to build up your skill level and come down here with us.
No doubt. Because trust
come
me.
Down here. Hey, come up here.
Well, no, but
we're in the underground.
Right. But what he's saying is that you're gonna take a chance. You're gonna feel like the label love you. Okay? You're gonna feel like you real important to the label love you until the label don't.
The label don't love nobody. Don't That's love the answer nobody. To that question. Nobody.
Okay.
The
label loves money.
That's it. Then they're going to be looking for love, trying to come back to the underground, but they ain't got the skills for the underground. They not built for that shit. So.
I can't rap over saving. That shit.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping. That y'all niggas is saving all your guap. Stop throwing it at strippers, nigga. Stop being flossy with that shit.
We're not going to get into that portfolio talk again.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm just giving them a little advice. That's all.
Okay.
Save some of that money because that shit ain't going to last forever, nigga.
I mean, I can jump into the portfolio real quick.
Ready.
You primed and ready. Got the gun cocked.
Hey, man, I'm just saying. I just happen to be looking at my 401k and, you know, doing some things. You know what I mean? You know, shit. That type of thing. So shout out to you know, Murs. I mean,
Murs. I like Murs a lot.
He work up there. I get it, but yo, that situation is definitely skewed. And because most of the Dick Ride blogs, matter of fact, if not all of the Dick Ride blogs, are all run by people in their 20s and 30s. So I mean, you don't have a point of view up there. And one thing, and this is just a personal rant. I was happening to notice on a blog that's not being named that gave the Wu-Tang Clan album, you know, kind of disrespectful rating if you ask me. But the person who reviewed it is 25. And, you know, that's like asking me. That's like asking me, King Killer, I want you to sit down and rate the Louis Armstrong's fourth album. The only thing I can say if I like it or I didn't. okay? I can't go into all the nuances, okay? Because the shit was put out in 1925. I don't. Somebody like Wynton Marsalis could. He's a musician. And this is what we're doing with the young boys. Fucking, he's 20 fucking five, my nigga. Why is he even rating a Wu album? Okay?
I don't have a problem with them rating it.
They shouldn't even be rating it, okay? That's why, again, you want to call, like, Lord Jamal and them niggas hater? That's who you need to hire to rate the Wu album. Somebody who knows what the fuck they listening to. Damn. I can't be rating the Louis Armstrong joint.
Yeah, it's like asking a nigga that hate trap to rate a trap album.
Exactly.
You're going to give that shit a bad rating anyway.
Well, I'd have to know who this kid is, because I'm not going to sit here and say that no 25-year-old can understand Wu-Tang. I'm not going to say that. Because they can. Just like we did when it came out. You know what I'm saying? It could be fresh and new something to them, and they do like it. Or they could. I mean, I don't know what the rating was. You saw it. You said it was disrespectful. I believe you. But at the same time, we can't just be pulling out old rappers just to rate older music. The music is not... Certain music doesn't have an age, or certain genres or whatever don't have an age, so it just continues. You know what I'm saying?
If it's good, it's good. I feel you right there. That
I don't buy
somebody
it.
Somebody could judge the music on its merits instead of judging it based on how old the people that made it is.
Right.
I ain't buying it, my nigga.
No Black Friday for you, buddy.
King Killer stodgy.
Get the fuck off my lawn.
Damn, Sarge. Geechee, you Geechee niggas.
Yeah, right. Ain't that the truth? Oh, shit. All right. Next stop, we go to Hip Hop Digest. At this point, we're going to take the time. A few people have passed away. We're going to run through the list of folks that passed away. First of all, is Earl Hyman, was the American stage and television actor, mostly known for his role on The Cosby Show as Russell Huxtable. That's Cliff Huxtable's daddy on The Cosby Show. He passed away this week, last week. We've been out for a minute. Steve Snapper Jones, the former ABA and NBA player who had a long broadcasting career, also passed away.
Yep.
And we also want to honor Miss Della Reese, the incomparable Della Reese.
Yes.
I didn't know this. She was discovered as a child by the singer Mahalia Jackson. Okay. Was an accomplished singer with more than 25 albums to her credit. Okay. Mm-hmm. Most people know her for the CBS series Touched by an Angel. So she passed away. And certainly we want to give a huge shout out, yo, and a big hug to my brother. I love him so much. Kurt G, his grandfather passed away. Mr. Hartman Gibson.
Yes.
Professional fisherman. If I know anything about Hartman Gibson, is he like the fish.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's my heart right there. I love that man to death. Yes, I do. It hurt.
No doubt.
That's the reason why we were out last week. And I really appreciate you, brothers. I love y'all.
No doubt. So, indeed. Let's get right into the next topic on Hip Hop Digest. The thing about the culture, we talk about the culture a lot as far as negative. I'm going to read a headline, and this person is not in hip hop, although he's known. Singer Seal says, rap has taken a nosedive and blast lazy lyricists. Internationally known singer is the latest artist to weigh in on the debate on the generational divide in hip hop. What happened to rap? Asked the singer. He said it just took a nosedive, generally speaking. I have no problem. Yeah, exactly, right? He said, I have no problem with the sonic qualities. Okay, that's like you, Kurt G. Probably likes trap beats.
Yeah.
No doubt. He said, I think it's cool. I think it's progressive. But he said the laziness, and generally speaking, with the lyrics, are at an all-time low.
Now, see, I agree with everything he said on that, because that sounds like me. Because I like trap music, but a lot of these niggas I can't listen to.
The only reason why I read that, and we don't have to discuss it, but the only reason why I read that, again, it's a Seal. He don't really got nothing to do with that. He's probably just a bystander, probably likes, you know, listen to, you know, MCs in his car and everything. Mm-hmm. And he's probably be like, what the fuck, yo? So,
but see, to me, that shows you even more the power of the machine, because he was at one point, he was at the height of the machine. Sealwood couldn't be stopped. That nigga was at the top of the machine pile, and he had people in there. He watched, but see, he also watched as rap music was a part of the machine, and seen actually that rap music niggas was actually rapping and had some type of metaphor to their skills. Even the niggas at the top, they may not have been as good niggas we liked, but they actually had some skill level. So he's seen the level fall all the way down to where it's at now.
Yeah, but see, but I'm just what I'm saying. See, just like we discussed MERS and other new nigga apologists, motherfuckers is trying to convince you that Migos and Dos Effects are the same. They literally trying to convince you of that. And even Seal, who probably is just a cat who probably listened to it in his car, is like, what the fuck? Even Seal. Like,
you're not pulling the wool over my eyes.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. He's an honest broker. Okay? He's not coming from either side.
Right.
He's an internationally known, and trust me, Seal concert gate still crazy.
Oh yeah.
Don't get it fucked up.
No. His concert gate is still crazy.
He's on that Julio Iglesias concert gate, so he's good. But he's an honest broker. And even he came out and said, yo, this shit, come on.
What the fuck happened?
So Comiskey Park, B. It's on the calendar.
See, that goes back to where he said where Merce, his shit was skewed more in the young boy's direction.
Right.
Right. He was more so trying to bring them up and trying to reach out and bring them up. And but that shit ain't fooling Seal.
Right, right. You know what I mean? So that's what's good, yo. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Q-Tip goes ham at the Grammy committee, and Ninth Wonder got rolled up under the bus.
I think he deserved it.
Oh, whoa, huh? Who deserves what? Ninth Wonder?
I think he might have deserved a little bit of that bus.
Well, go ahead and explain.
Because from my recollection, and somebody correct me if it's false, because we got listeners on here that can correct us.
Yo, no doubt, no doubt.
I heard Ninth has a say in that.
I think Ninth.
And who gets nominated?
Yes, Ninth is, I believe, on the committee.
And his girl,
Rhapsody,
got nominated.
Congratulations, and deservingly so.
And I love me some Rhapsody. I ain't gonna front. I will say that. But over A Tribe Called Quest, no. So I'm thinking he skewed it in his direction to get her on there.
Well, see, yeah, you would say Ninth has got some inside baseball.
Yes, and he could have put A Tribe Called Quest on there over his girl.
Yeah, but I think everybody gets a vote. A Tribe may not have had enough votes. You know, the problem with this age of technology, your albums get consumed so crazy. And I say this to say that my next record that I'm going to buy is the vinyl of said Wu album. And because I bought the Sean Price, that means I bought it, I bring it home, I opened it, admired the colored vinyl, looks great, but I played it, and then I played it, and then I continue to play it. I don't know, albums get chewed up so quick.
But that's the culture in which we live now.
So these guys are thinking about the Grammy. Normally is thinking about this under, look at, I mean, I don't know who all got nominated, obviously Hove and Kendrick, you know, those type of names, you're gonna see that,
right?
You know, no doubt about it. But
I'm just saying, but see, look at this though. I'm looking at it like this. In that room, you're telling me that Tribe's name didn't come up at all? That's what I'm saying.
It would be hard that to believe.
But see, here's where he had the argument. Nigga, we scrambled the year after he died and did the show for you motherfuckers the year before.
Right.
Y'all couldn't give us no kind of recognition for just that alone. And knowing that my man had passed, you couldn't even give us that. You couldn't even throw us on there just for some boot. Just to be like, even though we know we weren't going to win, just throw their name in there and say, okay, also A Tribe Called Quest.
May I please? Because I sat here. I'm a different wheel than what y'all talking about. Because what was it? 1985, when the boycott of the Grammys was kicking off.
Yeah, right. No doubt.
Okay. Wasn't it Public Enemy to say, who gives a fuck about a goddamn Grammy?
Right. No doubt. Right.
And that was what, 89, 91, somewhere in there?
Yeah.
And niggas still crying about a Grammy?
Well, Q-Tip.
About, not even about Grammy, about getting your name on some shit.
First of all, you know what? I'm with you 100% here, Mr. Green. I'm with you 100% on that. Cause that is like him playing both sides of the fence. Cause Tribe was down with that cause too.
Okay,
fuck a Grammy shit. But just to due to the fact that he was in his, he's in his feelings. I give him that. He's in his feelings about this shit.
I was going to say
he felt like he did them a favor by coming out and they was actually using you the year before.
But we talking about on the fight, show. Right? But we talking about honoring. We talking about honoring one of the greats here. Okay,
and we talking about the Grammys.
I understand that, but. Tip is in his feelings because it's his man.
Right.
No doubt.
That's his man. So.
At the end of the day.
It don't change the fact that it's still a Grammy.
Grammy, right. And that shit ain't going to change.
You're right. I mean,
niggas is going to get snubbed every year.
If it changed from 1985, why do we think it's going to change now?
The Grammy has never been an arbiter of what is really jumping anyway. So I'll give you that. And I don't understand why Tip was upset.
But we do understand why he was upset.
I mean, I do understand.
Because his man died, right. And he felt like he did them a favor by doing what he did, but he didn't see the underlying hidden thing. It was the Grammys looking like they had a heart and being sentimental towards Tribe Called Quest because his man had just died. But it wasn't about that. It was about them trying to act like we had a heart towards hip-hop and we were showing something. They were acting and putting on a performance.
Exactly. Let's use that.
Right, let's use that. This could be big. We could get more viewers on the show.
Yep.
So that's what they were doing. And Tip didn't see that last year. Now he sees it very clearly because they just snubbed his ass.
Oh, you mean
I was speaking around the corner with you on that, behind the curtain on with you.
You
with you on
mean
that one.
To tell me Ridiculous. Tip didn't see the usury of the machine?
No, not last year he didn't. Because he was blind, he was in his feelings.
Wrong.
He was still in his feelings about that. He thought they actually had a heart and they actually felt like they were trying to do something for him.
I got you.
You know, so he felt that way. So he thought, okay, damn, you could tell by how he was passionate about it that he actually felt these niggas was down. That they actually was starting to change in some kind of way. But now he sees that they didn't fucking change and he's just another nigga on the fucking rap charts.
Got used.
And he felt it. And he came out and he's lashed out.
The Grammys.
Yeah.
The end.
Oh, shit. That's what's up. No doubt. My wife is still mad about the Tina Marie Stephanie Mills Grammy. She's still heated.
What the hell? Tina Marie?
Now, I don't know what year it was, but my wife claims that all summer, all you heard was Square Biz.
Right.
I mean, Square Biz was a huge record, no doubt.
It still is.
Okay, but when it came around the Grammy time, Stephanie Mills walked away with like the best R&B jump off or whatever, and my wife was outraged. This is like 78, 79 or something.
Stephanie Mills, what was that? The Wiz or some other shit?
Nah, I don't know what it was.
Stephanie Mills was huge on Broadway and all this other kind of shit, wasn't she?
That's true, no doubt.
Stephanie Mills.
We talked about this on a long time ago. I remember the governor and all kinds of motherfuckers getting on me about that shit. But I'm just saying, motherfuckers got long memories when it comes to that Grammy shit.
Yes. So I don't know why. It's the same.
You can't win.
Damn. That's what's good. All right. Next stop on Hip Hop Digest is 21 Savage questions drug selling music being more accepted than drug user music.
What's the difference?
Now, this is less generational than more topic. Okay, and what's our reflection? He says drug use is what we are in our age bracket, our community, drug use. You know, a lot of that motherfucking heroin, Oxycontin chewing niggas. You know, that type of shit. You
know like niggas is chewing tobacco.
Yeah. You know I mean, hey, I don't know what it is, but let's just talk about that for a minute. So now we think about that in the abstract. how many ex-drug dealers? Okay, we got the corporate rapper, right?
It's too many.
Okay, Biggie.
Too many.
Come on, name some drug dealer rappers.
It's too many, my nigga.
Too many drug dealers.
You can about damn near name anybody if you want to start naming niggas that either had something to do with it.
I bought my first key from my baby mother brother. Yo, let's name some drug dealers. Come on, Swerve. Get in the game.
I got Jay-Z.
B, it's too many, nigga. It's too many niggas, B.
So you said it's the same thing.
It's the same thing, but drug users and drug dealers to me is the same shit. They both of them are addicted to the game in one way or the other.
Okay.
They both the same.
Why are we blowing? Why are we not? Are we not into drug users? I just seen a blurb. I didn't read the article where I don't even know if it's fucking true. It's probably a fucking publicity stunt where your boy Young Thug had an IV and talking about whatever he taking is going directly in the IV, you know, Jackson style, you know what I mean? And I don't know if it's true. This nigga, he do anything to jump in front of a camera, so it could be false, but I'm just saying. But we look down on drug users, just like we look down on crackheads back in the days, no doubt.
True.
And crackheads from our era, I mean, yo, with Flavor Flav, his drug use is not a good look.
No.
So he's saying that we should honor at least drug users in the way that you want to honor Biggie.
So what is I don't understand his point. What is he saying?
Okay, let me read it again.
I don't understand his point. What is he trying to say here?
21 Savage questions why drug selling music is more accepted than drug user music.
I might be able to answer that real quick.
All right.
Because the drug sellers got the money.
I don't.
You know what I'm saying?
All that honoring.
What else could it be?
All that honoring Rafael Edmonds and Alpo and all
what
these niggas. All right, I'm just saying.
You got big rappers stealing big drug dealers' names?
No doubt.
Big. Yeah, buddy.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a lot of work out there on that freeway.
Ain't no rappers named Mookie.
I'm just going to answer
that,
it.
That rap just keep calling me, man. It keep calling me.
I'm just going to answer it. Maybe the drug sellers have a more interesting story than a bunch of fentanyl chewers. But who knows, man?
Your boy from Pittsburgh got on. What's his name? Wiz Khalifa got on.
Yeah, that's just weed, user. Though. That's
just weed. You smoke a lot of weed.
Yeah, so does Snoop. Okay. That's so just weed.
We're going to declassify weed as a...
not a drug no more.
No, it's legal.
It's legal now. It's not a drug anymore. Legal, huh? Yeah. It's not legal everywhere, though.
Well, it's, the brothers in D.C. get doing their thing, too.
They definitely do, man. There was some niggas sitting behind us at the Jay-Z concert. Them niggas couldn't wait for Jay to hit the stage. Them niggas puffed and got more puffed up.
Okay.
I was like, God damn, niggas.
Long way to go to catch the West Coast.
So what I want to do is offer an educational moment as a shout out to 21 Savage. I see my brothers on the show really weren't trying to entertain what you had to say, but in all fairness.
It's too many drug dealer niggas in the game. On different levels.
In all equal fairness, I'm going to give an educational moment on a semi-popular nickname from the 1980s, Ski. And as far as the Urban Dictionary goes, ski, another name for doing coke, to go skiing. Used in a sentence, you know Ben up the block likes to ski.
Star ski.
Blow, coke, cocaine, white girl, powder, yayo. Okay.
That Britney Spears.
Now let's go through the names. Kerji, you already got one of the famous names. There were a lot of nicknames in the 80s. With ski attached to it, okay?
Yo, ski.
Okay, starting with...
Star ski.
Starting with, let me run it down, T-Ski Valley, Grand Groove, Cool Rock Ski, Fat Boys, Joe Ski Love, Pee-Wee Dance.
Pee-Wee Herman.
Dr. Love and Kev Ski, I ain't going out like that. The founding member of the Get Fresh crew. Okay? Frank Ski, the Atlanta DJ, motivational speaker, and Baltimore club dance innovator. Two hype brothers and a dog.
Doodoo Brown.
Doodoo Brown.
EA Ski. Producer rapper from Oakland, California. Jamal Ski. An American MC, DJ, hip hop, ragamuffin, and reggae jungle dancehall.
He said dancehall. Bro, your dancehall accent point, is though, crazy, B.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty bad. Again, Star Ski Love Bug. Hey, buddy, buddy. Hey, buddy, buddy, buddy. Woo! So, I mean, you know, in the 80s, you had, and now ski had a double meaning. Now, ski meant you could have been, or you could have been the guy who provided the, but there was a lot of sound ski. Yeah, there was a lot of, there was a lot of ski in the 80s. So, you know, 21 Savage, just calm down just a little bit. I'm here to give you equal time and present the word ski from the 80s. Some drug user and drug seller, you know, in a combo. But ski, if you was ski, you was the man.
So much again, snow, you could ride
drug
the slalom.
Got the money.
So that's what's up, yo. You know what I mean? So, all right. So, you know, I guess without further ado, you know how we do Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
All right. This week we got Aspects, Grind Over Matter. That's Aspects, Grind Over Matter. And we got Shabam Sadiq, Keepers of the Lost Art. That's Shabam Sadiq, Keepers of the Lost Art. And we got an instrumental joint is Sab Bebop. That's Sab Bebop.
All right. Swerve, what you got left over, son?
Well, I appreciate, as always, appreciate the people for listening. We could just be talking to ourselves, and we would enjoy that, but it's also cool to have other people listen to us. We
yes,
appreciate
sir.
It.
Yes, sir. We talked to ourselves for years before we did this show.
Exactly. Thank you for checking out our new YouTube page. There will be some new content coming real soon. We're going to put all of our interviews on there, right, Kurt?
Yeah. I'll start working on those.
Get our interviews set up and other little tidbits. Like what I put out there the other day. You want to know what it is? Go see it. But we appreciate all of you.
No doubt. I ain't really got nothing. Buy more vinyl.
Buy more no vinyl.
That's what I got. So,
yes, sir.
Oh, shout out to, real quick, yo. Shout out to DJ Q, who's keeping it 100, yo, by posting some serious break beats, yo.
No yeah, he's posting the break beats up there, trying to catch niggas out there, trying to figure out who sampled who. I guess that's what he's doing. Who sampled who?
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah. No
look,
doubt.
Look, I done got my bid in and got me a couple of them. I'm gonna let some of these other people who's being quiet talk about their hip hop heads do your thing. Me and King Killer are not gonna answer all of them.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? So that's what's good. Kurt G, you good?
I'm good, baby.
All right, I guess we'll see you next week then.
What's up?
Once.
Fighter. Yo, it's Bully. whack. I keep it cordially stacked and watch you watch his attack. I am the baddest in fact, the cat's pajamas, I'm that. Yeah, I'm doing this with no restraint. You're always talking what you ain't, but you're defined by what you are. So I'ma add a little weight to my cadence and raise the bar. Yo, it's bully season. Hell, cause bully is the reason. But why would I freeze them? I eat them, what's I defeat them and treat them like they were criminals chasing the taste of freedom. Yo, ayo, ayo, it's bully season. Hell, cause bully is the reason. Don't second seed them, delete them, what's I defeat them and treat them like they were criminals chasing the taste of freedom. Yo, ayo, I'm better than the average vocabulary antiquary, absolutely savage. Hey, that's right, I'm doing damage. Any adversary stepped into my crew is getting ravaged. And I'm aiming for the cabbage, cause that's the price of living lavish. Comfortable in the lap of luxury, twisting your existence on some high hard Huckabees. Ayo, I claim no alliance, I'm only loyal to defiance. And for the moment, that's my motto. Drink your rockets, lost the manufacturer's bravado. Yo, bully pressing on that dumb shit, like bully pressing about the run shit. But bully's all about that fun shit. Hands in the air like my life was a gun shit. I'm on my bully, don't make me get seven last man. Get on his guns and start resurrecting the trash man. Talking to Sark and he's on his 11th last stand. When shit's about to blow, we're flicking matches at the gas can. Ayo, it's bully season. Ayo, cause bully is the reason. Why would I freeze them? I eat them, what's I defeat them and treat them like they were criminals chasing the taste of freedom. Yo, ayo, ayo, it's bully season. Ayo, cause bully is the reason. Don't second seed them, delete them, what's I defeat them and treat them like they were criminals chasing the taste of freedom.
Ayo, it's bully season. It's bully season, cause bully is the reason. Ayo, ayo, it's bully season. Ayo, it's bully season, cause bully is the reason. It's bully season. It's bully season. Ayo, it's bully season. It's bully season, cause bully is the reason.
Enough. Even thought of giving up, my path in life was crisscrossed. Kinda like I missed the bus, got into stuff knowing its direction wasn't logical. And when I reminisce now, it seems to be so comical. Yeah. Through all of my experience and obstacles I've overcome, tragedy so serious it pays to be the sober one. All in the name of fun, pleasure and relationships. Pressure from my peers when I was trying to find a place to fit, I've tasted it almost in its every form and shape. While learning how to love, live, and how to feel to hate, following my fate, facing every footstep that I make, giving thanks to every lesson that I've learned from my mistakes. Life can be so strange, unexpected, but so obvious how quickly it can change. So I live it as an optimist, think positive, balanced by the energies that I surround. Remember, there's an up to every time that something brings me down.
This is for the dreamers, this is for the moments, this is for my people where the time to lose focus.
Got to keep your head up and you got to carry on. If you need some inspiration, you can listen to this song.
This is for the dreamers, this is for the moments, this is for my people when the time to lose focus.
Got to keep your head up and you got to carry on. If you need some inspiration, you can listen to this song.
I've watched time slide by under beautiful skies, contemplating life, removing questions and whys. I fly steady with grace, with the sun on my face, so blessed with the freedom that's contained in my space. Daft like sweet sugar plums on a jazzy day, taking nothing more for granted, just enjoying the way. Life is colored by faith, the position I play, the people I love, the pain is washed away. Cause cars and concrete and loud city nights make it hard to remember to embrace the light. Truth in the blessings like lessons in love, moments in time where I surrender, because every day's not a struggle, got no reason to cry. Destiny's a journey and the path is wide. That's why lean back, laugh with resistance, blow kisses at the sky and thank God for the visit. This is for the dreamers, this is for the moments, this is for my people where the time to lose focus.
You got to keep your head up and you got to carry on. If you need some inspiration, you can listen to this song.
This is for the dreamers, this is for the moments, this is for my people when the time we lose focus.
Got to keep your head up and you got to carry on. If you need some inspiration, you can listen to this song. Struggle is strength and miracles, they happen every day. Just as guidance can be spiritual like words that angels say. Sadness is a healing process, you'll be okay. Cause that's what friends are for, so when I think of you, I pray.
Acceptance is power, redefining every wound. The sweetness of the battle is the rest that follows soon. It's comfort in numbers, but I don't need a million voices under crimson sun, I'm content to share choices.
Resolution is an idea that starts with a problem. The truth is just an answer to a question we've forgotten. Defeat is only temporary, history's a bond. So even when you're gone, your ideals will carry on.
That's the reason for the chillin', taking time to relax. Letting the warm summer sun hit the small of my back. I'm a dreamer with purpose, know the soul needs soothing. So I take it easy till the next time I'm open. This is for the dreamers, this is for the moments, this is for my people where the time we lose focus.
Got to keep your head up and you got to carry on. If you need some inspiration, you can listen to this song.
This is for the dreamers, this is for the moments, this is for my people when the time we lose focus.
You got to keep your head up and you got to carry on. If you need some inspiration, you can listen to this song.
So I'ma get deep, religion, television, coke and the heroin addiction, filling up a prescription, mix it with the pimping and no fathers, teach you how to get your fist in, hold mamas, listen, everybody y'all tripping off of Obama, he getting pimped by the show officer, y'all sucking on his prick, not thinking for yourselves while suffering in sin, not questioning intent, but we
come here for the shit chat.
Yeah, allegedly. Her name Beverly. We can skip past all of that chit chat, all the tough talk, no, I ain't with that. Gotta walk soft, got a big strap, better nod off all over the big cats. You a big fag, an uneven child, can't fight cause your mama ain't teach you how. So killing the young brother is the easy route. I'ma tell the young punk, you best believe it now. I'ma breed a child, a do for self nature is the means for now. And you can bet Beverly you bring him down. The freedom got
a shotgun ringing out. I was only 12 gauging what the scene about. Gotta be Kareem about piecing out, piecing out. Keep a nice grip, a vice grip. With the chokehold all over the nightstick. I'm about life, so get it right, I'll leave it now. Yeah, allegedly. Crick better tell him, B. That ain't Beverly.
She's Beverly. She got a hell of a kickback.
Beverly. My Beverly.
Yeah, that's my girl Beverly, man. She represents the Duke Self Initiative. You know what I mean? Basically, it's just about a bunch of grown men teaching young punks how to be men instead of their mamas teaching them how to be men. And they running around here pulling their dumpers out, busting a nigga wig over thinking they grown, thinking that make them man. Understand, thinking walking around here not being able to enunciate a word, make them cool. You know, this for the niggas that think that they replacing they, what is it, the delivery with the swag and shit. Swag ain't got shit to do with how you rap and shit. It's for them niggas, man. You understand? Yeah. All these young ass, punk ass, young punk ass, Thundercat. I don't even know what to say, man.
He's fucking insane. Do you know what the definition of insanity is?
No. Do you?
Yes, it's the inability to relate to another human being.
I got these raw metaphors, set it off like the Chiefer. Feel like a gunshot blast through your speaker. He never played safe, stole the first base, ran past the second, he's half past seven, 7:30 for them slow ones, I'm mad mental, I'ma do it till I'm number two with this pencil, number one be the guard, we defeat the odds, beat him to the punch, a win-win for the losses, swinging my sword with the S silent, I was left with the word but I can't define it. Picked up the pen when I was suffering. Sent my thoughts out through the doubt, I was buffering. Still not at one double O, but I trouble those MCs that pose, get froze with a double dose. Chose to be a leader, no, I never been a follower. Swallowed up the game just to throw it up again. No pain, no gain, that's the whole motto. No rain, no sun, appreciate the low. You're gonna hear the yes, but you gotta hear the no. No rain, no sun, appreciate the low. No pain, no gain, that's the whole motto. No rain, no sun, appreciate the low. You gon' hear the yes, but you gotta hear the no. No rain, no sun, appreciate the low. You raw metaphors, set it off like a robbery. Born into the war, but the pieces will father me. The beast is a god to me, eat what they offer me. Sacrifice my life to this hip-hop philosophy. I triumph like Wu-Tang in the 90s. New slang, spit up with the forefathers rhyming. 5 minutes on that stage and you see my offer. I seen defeat before, but I'ma beat the weak, ignore them. Negative, yeah, I've been a god like Artemis. Hard to hit the mark until I strike with my heart of fist. An artist is a man who can paint pictures without the need for a brush or the fame. It's the soloist off the dome, I'm like Bigelow. I'm fire off the top when I spit a flow. Chose to be a leader, no, I never been a follower. Swallowed up the game just to throw it up again. No pain, no gain, that's the whole motto. No rain, no sun, appreciate the low. You gon' hear the yes, but you gotta hear the no. No rain, no sun, appreciate the low. No pain, no gain, that's the whole motto. No rain, no sun, appreciate the low.
You really are a wonderful talker. If black could be painted white by talking, you'd be the man for the job.
When I'm a kid, be rock, I'm like a trigger to a gun. That's why they call me chapter number one. People coming from miles around just to hear the kid be rock throw down.
And I'm the golden voice and this is what I like to do. That's why they call me chapter number two. When the other MCs act loud and silly, I just cool off cause I'm
so chitlin'.
Well, I'm CJ and I possess that kick. And that's why they call me chapter number 3. When I sing on the mic, I make the ladies move. I can rock any park, I can rock any room.
So let's rock the house, rock shock the house.
Let's booty the house
until the beat, y'all.
So beat beat now,
the fucking beat, y'all. So if you wanna hear man who's also on, then check out the man whose sign is a Capricorn. Rock the house. Capricorns are rock, shock the house, and
said I'm known around the world as the Guru Master. So check out the man whose sign is Cancer.
Rock the house. Cancer's a rock, shock the house, and
if you wanna hear a man that is here to please, you check out the man whose sign is Pisces.
Rock the house. Pisces, a rock, shock the house. Well, with a slide of the hand, a slap of the fade, he's the quick cut master, the king of the trade. Not a cut, not a mix, will ever be delayed. He's rocking on beat with a newfound craze. Never spinning back, I'm picking it up. A disco, ooh, you're just too much to keep on. To the break of dawn, to the break of dawn, to the break of dawn. Now you listen to the sounds of the chapter 3.
We're going to prove, where would it be? Because when you came right through the door,
say you got a better bargain than at the store.
Another sounds that you hear on specially
for the fly fly guys and the young ladies. You got Disco Prince and T-Ski.
Oh, and don't you forget those three MCs.
CJ B rocking the golden voice. Oh, we're guaranteed to be a major choice.
Another lady's in the house, she looks so cute.
I said you look so fine doing the patty do. I said we rock it to your knees till they get weak.
Calls are rapping to the beat, the beat's so sweet.
I said you're moving your body from left to right. It looks like you could dance all night.
Now we're chapter 3, we're not gonna stop
until the day we hit the top. See, it makes no sense in leaning on the wall.
Don't hold it up, cause it won't fall.
We're gonna rock you, and that's sure enough.
We're gonna rock you high, we're gonna rock you low.
And we ain't gonna stop till it's time to go. So brace yourself for experience.
Oh, that's guaranteed to be relentless.
So you dip and you dive and you socialize. You rock to the beat with the highs in your eyes. Got your lemon to a lemon, a lime to a lime. With three MCs that are qualified to move your body and let it shake. You rock to the beat, got what it takes. And now Disco Prince is all the mix master. When he gets real loose, he rocks a little faster. Disco now,
a mix master.
Now come on, let's rock a little faster. T-Ski now,
a mix master.
Now come on, let's rock a little faster. Hey, Brad now,
a mix master.
Now come on, let's rock a little faster. And there's something here you should all know now.
That we never give a party that we didn't get down.
And I surely hope you like this rhyme. I hope that every rhyme was right on time.
Go crush, go crush.
Here to rock the house.
Go crush, go crush.
Here to turn it out. You don't quit, you don't quit. Because the music is bound to be a sure hit. Cause it's on like popcorn. Then you freaking like this to the break of dawn. CJ now, if you're on the go, just turn on your mic and preach what you know.
You know that. Cause when I rap, I can never be black. Check it out, y'all. You don't stop. Just give it everything you got. We dip and we dive and we socialize. Go crush.
We clean out your ears and we open your eyes.
Go crush.
We rock to the rhythm of the don't stop beat.
Go crush.
Just grab your hands as you feel the heat.
Because we rock and we rock and we never stop.
Something like this. Now break.